الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه لا يحب المستكبرين. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تواضع لله رفعه الله، إلى آخر الحديث. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders, we had been discussing this disease and malady of pride and arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conscientize us and make it such that we remedy ourselves from this despicable disease, or detrimental and destructive disease of pride. We were mentioning that on one occasion it was announced in the masjid that that person that's most sinful, unworthy, should leave the masjid. It is mentioned at that time, the most pious person or the most saintly personality that was present among them was Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. But he was the first person that went out of the masjid and began to say that I am the most evil from all the Muslims that are present here today. This was the mindset, this was how conscious they were and how humble they were in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They never regarded themselves to be somebody. And never look down upon the people. Imagine whole masjid full of people and Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi walks out and even announces that I am the most sinful person that is here in the gathering. This was humility and practical humility. Now, Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi writes, sometimes humility is there, it's only on the tongue. Person tells the person, you know me, I'm nothing. I'm Mr. Nobody, Urdu, Hakir, Fakir, Lachis, Nachis, whatever. And when somebody tells that person, you know, you are nothing, becomes angered. What are you saying? You don't know me. Do you know me? How can you say I'm Mr. Nobody? But he himself has said it to so many people. This is humility of the tongue. Or we say pride in the form of humility. Pride in the form of humility. A person says, I am nothing. Who am I? But somebody belittles him, tells him something of a lesser degree. Doesn't say you are absolutely nothing. Find some fault with him. The person becomes angered, infuriated, wants to take revenge. How can you say that? One person had told that person, do not be proud and arrogant. Said, do you know me? You don't know. You know who am I? You know who I am? Person said, yes, I know you very well. You are the person that was brought up and created with that despicable sperm, that napak drop you were created from them. That is what you are. And at the moment, you are carrying najasat and filth with you. Wherever you're going, you're carrying that najasat with you. And in the end, you will go into the grave, you will disintegrate and worms and insects will come and eat you. That is what you are. And that is what I am. It's the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed our faults, has concealed that filth, etc. If that filth comes out in its form, anywhere, wherever we are, people will run far away. So this is the reality. And we find that our mashayikh, irrespective of their social stand, of their spiritual status, they used to regard themselves as Mr. Nobody. They used to regard themselves as Mr. Nobody, should look down upon themselves and look upon the people around them. And we had mentioned last week that this is what the opposite of what Shaitan had done. Shaitan had looked down upon Adam alayhi salam and thought himself to be superior, and this is what is pride. Person thinks himself to be better than other people and looks down upon other people. Looks, he feels he's more superior, he is more greater and better than other people, and he looks down upon those people. This is actually what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned as pride. So here we find that our mashayikh, we had mentioned about Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, how insignificant he would think about himself. But Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, how he had said that we can only celebrate till we take this iman into our graves. And he had mentioned the conditions of the angels and of shaitan, and how they should look at him in different conditions. Similarly, we find once Mawlana Tarmi rahmatullahi alayhi is walking with his attendant and khadim, and there's a street sweeper that is cleaning the streets. Khadim goes up to that person, so often you see the spectacle, tells him, stop cleaning, you'll clean here, my spiritual mentor is coming, the dust will fall onto Hazrat. Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi heard him, and he strongly reprimanded him, and he told him that I am no Pharaoh, I am no Firaun, I am no Firaun. The street sweeper, he is a municipal worker, and he is on duty. According to the Sharia, we have no right to stop him from his duty. He is getting wages for what he is doing. In other words, for my sake, you have no right, according to the Sharia, to stop this person from sweeping the street, even if the dust has to fall on me, that is a secondary matter. But we have no right whatsoever to stop that person from doing his duty, for which he is getting paid, according to the Sharia, because of myself. This is how humble they were, that for their sake, nobody must be given discomfort or inconvenience or hardship or trouble, etc. And this is what the attitude of a mu'min ought to be, because whatever status we may be in, whether it is our wealth, whether it is our understanding, whether it is our health, whether it is our piety, whether it is our knowledge, it is all وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat you have and bounty you have, it's not from your own doing, not from your own earning, not because of your kamal and perfection, it's from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, جو دینا دے سکتا ہے وہ لے بھی سکتا ہے. He can give it to you and he can take it away also in a fraction of a second. So never be proud, never be arrogant, never look down upon people around you, never belittle them, never treat them harshly. And if you treat them harshly, go up to them and ask them for forgiveness. Do not look at them that this person is a very lowly person, does not have any standing in society. It's mentioned about Hazrat Khalifa Mawlana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh. On one occasion he had addressed a Hindu laborer very harshly. It's mentioned that he had gone out looking for that person to ask his forgiveness. The people that were around him, the farmers told him, Hazrat, you will never be able to do farming. With these workers, you have to be very vulgar. You have to be very vulgar and you have to be very hard with them, like we often hear. No, these people, you can't treat them with kindness. Like somebody tells you, oh, this person is a poor person. No, Mona, you can't treat him like that. This person, you have to be hard with them. You know, they don't have understanding. They don't have this. You have to be very hard and harsh with them, vulgar with them. He says, that type of farming, I will not do. That will become a means of embarrassment and difficulty and hardship for me on the day of judgment. That which will cause problems for me on the day of judgment, I would not like to do such business. So this should be our attitude. We should be conscious of what's going to happen and who we are. Who we are and what's going to happen, we should be conscious. It is mentioned about Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was such a great saint of his time. So many books, over 1,000 books he had authored. But he was always concerned about himself. Abu Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi used to mention one of his remarks that he used to make, that I consider myself inferior at this point in time to every mu'min and every believer. I consider myself to be more inferior than every mu'min on the face of the earth in this point in time. And in matters that will come later, I consider myself to be inferior to all the non-Muslims of the world and all the animals of the world. I consider myself inferior to all the non-believers and all the animals of the world also in future matters, that is regarding my death. Because I do not know whether I will die upon iman or upon belief or disbelief. I do not know. So when I do not know, how can I regard myself better than that person that is a non-Muslim now? He may accept Islam and pass away upon Islam and iman, and I may not pass away upon iman. How can I regard myself better than an animal? An animal will not have to account for anything. And if I pass away, ma'azallah, upon kufr, then I will be taken to task by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The animals will not be taken to task. And Hazrat mentions to us that this is something that a person should try and visualize and meditate over at least once, twice a day, to take away that pride and take away that arrogance, that I do not know what my ending will be, no matter what I am today, but tomorrow what's going to be the condition, only that is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great saint. But he said, I do not know what will the condition of Ashraf Ali be on the day of judgment. A lesson for all of us to see how the saintly ones were, consider themselves completely despicable. Imagine, in every mu'min, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentions one place, words to this effect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed the potential of wilayat in the hearts of the people. The potential of becoming a wali has been concealed in the hearts of the people. We do not know which person can become a wali tomorrow, which person can become the saint and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know. This is concealed in the hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed it in the hearts. That is why never look down upon a sinner. Never look down upon the next person in respect of how sinful he is. How sinful he may be, don't look down upon that person, because he may repent tomorrow. And he may do a sincere repentance in the court of Allah, be accepted by Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may make him a wali of his time. Like history bears testimony to so many people of the past. No time to go into details. Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullah alayh, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, Abdullah ibn Maslama Ka'anabir rahmatullah alayh. All these were people, if you look at their past, it was not very good. But if you look at the future, after they repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they became? Abdullah ibn Maslama Ka'anabi rahmatullah alayh is mentioned, he had a very loose life. But when one great muhaddis was going past, he told that person, mention one hadith. The person told him, I'm riding along here. This is not the most ideal circumstances to mention hadith. He mentioned he took out his knife or he took out his dagger. He said, mention one hadith. Otherwise, he threatened him. That also Shawbah bin Hajjad rahmatullah alayhi was a great muhaddith. He mentioned such an apt hadith that was befitting the condition, the meaning of which was that when you have no shame, you have no shame in modesty, then do as you please. Other words, under you threatening me in these circumstances, you mention a hadith, he mentioned this hadith. He mentioned this hadith went straight to that person's heart. And this person, Abdullah ibn Maslama, became a great muhaddith of his time. And he became the ustad of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi. What was he before that and what he became? And as I mentioned, history-based testimony, that there were so many like them, what they were before and what they became. So only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the reality, which person will pass upon iman, which person will become the saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no right to look down upon any person, even if he's a non-Muslim. There are so many examples, glaring examples in current day life. Just here, next to the masjid we had, a person is to work here, plus minus for about 20 years. He's to work for about 20 years here. Some of you old residents may be knowing him, and his previous name was Alfred. He knew the Gujarati language like some Gujaratis don't know. That is how fluent he was in the Gujarati language. And that person, in the end, towards the end, after working for our neighbors for about 20 years, he accepted Islam. And he passed away. I just realized now, one brother told me he remembers and recollects, he passed away on Eid day. And Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullahi alayhi made his giving ghusl. And one alim, visiting alim from Pakistan, had performed his janazah namaz here in this masjid. For over 20 years, a non-Muslim, known as Alfred, but in the end he accepts the deen of Allah and becomes Muhammad and inshallah passes away upon iman on that day, and such great people perform this janazah namaz. How can you look down upon a person? And there are so many the likes of them. So many like them. There was a brother in Amblazi, some of our brothers will know, his name was Ali. He had passed away in the month of Ramadan. He had to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and passed away in the month of Ramadan. Yet he was a person who was a revert to Islam. He wasn't a born Muslim, he was a revert to Islam. Who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, who passes away upon iman, only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as recent as last year, there was one student that graduated in Darul Uloom Nomania. His history was, person that worked in the prison, one of Shabir Sahib told me, that this person, he had became inclined, he was a robber. He used to go and hijack people and hold up people. He says he heard the azan once when he was in prison. He heard the azan in the Stenger prison he was. He heard the azan in Stenger. And that touched his heart. And what happened? That moved him and he accepted Islam. After accepting Islam, he told me personally when he had come out after jail also, after he had come out from prison, his friends had come back to him to offer him that same job to continue robbing the people. But he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given me guidance and I had enrolled into a Darul Uloom. And last year he graduated as an alim of deen and he's serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who was to go and rob the people, was to hijack people and steal from people, today he becomes an alim of deen and he's serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only Allah ta'ala knows the future of that person, who he'll be, what he'll be, how his end will be. So no person can be proud and arrogant that I am doing this and I am doing that and I am so great, etc. No. It is the ultimate result in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will determine our status, that will determine our position. Just 2 weeks ago, one person told me, there was a person in the South Coast, he says he married a Muslim, never wanted to accept Islam. We had gone to him on numerous occasions. Finally, we had gone to him one night and spoken to him. He read the kalima, the next morning he passed away. These are incidents that take place virtually every day in our society. If you look back and reflect, there are so many incidents like this, where one person, Mawlana Kareem rahmatullahi, writes that one person, he had reverted to Islam in India, and he had kept on making dua, oh Allah, let me pass away in Salat. And he had passed away, I think in the form of Sijda, he had passed away. Yet he was a revert, and he was new to Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed the sainthood and acceptance in the court of Allah in the hearts of the people, and we cannot judge who will be accepted by Allah, who will be rejected by Allah. Remember a story, one Egyptian had told me that the previous emir of Egypt who had passed away and was buried in the sea, he had a friend of his who was studying with him, and that friend of his was apparently very far away from deen. He used to invite him to go out for a few days in the path of Allah, and he convinced him one day, and that person told him, on condition that you don't tell me again, because he was his friend, he used to frequent him often. Obviously, it is not the usul, but it's to go and frequent him often and tell him, no, you must come out. This person came out for 3 days, and he extended it 3 days to 40 days and 4 months. And it's a long story. However, he was a very rich person. All those swimming pools that were found in these hotels, he transferred them to Masajid. And thereafter it's mentioned one day when he came into the masjid, he found a janazah. It was the same person who had passed away in sajda. What potential a person has of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why we find our akabir and our mashayikh also used to say that we regard ourselves to be even more lowly than the disbelievers and even animals around us. And as I mentioned, that this evidence is clear. There are so many incidents of that nature where you don't know what the person is, and the next day he accepts Islam today and he passes away upon iman. Yet we do not know whether we will pass away upon iman. This should be the cry for every mu'min every day of his life. Oh Allah, keep us upon iman and take us away upon iman. Keep us upon iman and take us away upon iman. It is mentioned that Shaykh Salih Rahmatullah has to mention that no mu'min can reach perfection till he does not regard himself even to be worse than animals and disbelievers. He cannot reach perfection till he does not regard himself to be lower and inferior than disbelievers and even animals. That is why we find Mujaddid al-Fisani rahmatullahi mentions this, and Shaykh Salih rahmatullahi mentions that many people become more beloved, the beloved of Allah, gain stages that are even higher than angels because of them regarding themselves to be more despicable and more inferior than even dogs and animals, than even dogs. Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi mentions that the beloved of Allah reach greater status than angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even when after despising themselves and looking down upon themselves, thinking themselves to be more inferior than even dogs. So this is like by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person doesn't think of him to be anyone. He gains status in the sight of Allah when he is humble. Man tawadu'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. The person that humbles himself, not for the people, not to get status, not that people will say he's very humble, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises that person. Raises this person. فَهُوَ فِي نَفْسِهِ صَغِيرٌ وَفِي أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ عَزِيمٌ. He is very low in his sight. He thinks himself to be insignificant, but he is great in the eyes of the people. And وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ وَضَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah Pak save us, the person that is pride and haughty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliates that person. فَهُوَ فِي أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ صَغِيرٌ. He is regarded as very low and despicable in the eyes of the people. وَفِي نَفْسِهِ كَبِيرٌ. He regards himself to be great. حَتَّى لَهُ وَأَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كَلْبٍ وَخِنْزِيرٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Till he becomes more despicable in their sight than a dog and than a pig. Can you imagine a person who thinks himself to be great, thinks himself that I am great? And sometimes this comes, Rumi rahmatullahi mentions that people and animals, they grow fat because of fodder and because of their stomachs, but man grows fat because of his ears. Because of the praises that are given to him, he becomes bloated, he becomes inflated, he becomes elated, he feels I am very great. I am a very great person because people are praising him. MashaAllah, what a nice bayan, what a nice qiraat, what a nice dars you gave, how nice you can do this, how much charity you did, MashaAllah. Person listens to all these praises, and what happens? He becomes inflated and he becomes full of with pride and arrogance. He thinks I am very great. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh mentions various incidents and various remedies for this. He mentions one incident of that person who had a horse. The horse was very disobedient and he wished to sell the horse. So he called a person who was a marketeer or an advertiser and told him, I have this horse. It's a very lazy horse, a disobedient horse, and I wish to get rid of the horse. And all of us know, when you go to these marketeers and advertisers, then we know how they begin to lavish the praises upon those things that are completely useless. They make them so useful. He began to praise this horse in such a manner and with so much exaggeration that even the owner was overtaken. The owner was so affected by that, says, no, I do not wish to sell the horse. I do not wish to such a nice horse that you are praising him. This person came to him, tried to convince him by, this is just my tactics to sell the animal, to say to people that it's the best horse, and it has this quality and this quality. You know the reality of the horse. But no, he was so affected by the praises or overpraising and exaggeration regarding the description of that horse that under no ways he was prepared to partake, separate himself from the horse. This is the position of that person who is conscious of his shortcomings, conscious of his flaws, conscious of his faults, and somebody gives him some praise, begins to praise him, then he becomes so haughty and mighty, and he feels that I am worthy of all this praise. He forgets all those weaknesses and sicknesses of his spiritual sicknesses, and I feel, no, this person said, there's so much nur on your face, you are such a great hazrat, I saw you in a dream. He forgets all that. It seems like a joke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of us. So, such a beautiful example, we find this happening, but yet we find the pious people, when they are praised, they become even more bashful and even more humble, and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, when I praise for this quality, it is from you, not from me. And oh Allah, I praise you for concealing my faults upon this person. This person does not know my faults. If he knew my faults, he would not praise me. This should be the mindset and attitude of a person when he's being praised. Not that he forgets all his faults. Similarly, Hazrat Rahmatullah mentioned the incident of that bride that is getting married. And we all know when the bride gets married, all her friends come around her and she is adorned and beautified so that she looks very beautiful. Thereafter, the friends begin to pass much remarks. She begins to cry. She begins to cry and weep. She said, what is this behavior of crying and weeping? Today is the day of your marriage. She said, yes, I cannot become happy with your praises till my husband is not happy with me. Until he is not happy with me, my happiness depends on his happiness. When he accepts me, he is pleased with me, then I can be happy. I cannot be happy before that. Similarly, in our case, till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say, mashallah, or Allah ta'ala does not praise us and say that you have done well and you have passed your test in the dunya, how can we be happy? Till we do not know what will be the consequences. Like a person who writes an examination, before the results are out, that person is already celebrating. So already celebrating before the results are out. You will regard him to be a fool by, you do not know your results. Similarly, the results will come out on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it such that we are acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of what the people have to speak about us, and what comments they pass about us. This is secondary. This is a secondary matter. And if there is some kamal in greatness, then we should attribute all greatness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And this is the reality of affairs. Which human being had come with his wealth in this world? Which human being had come with his intelligence in the world? Which human being had come with his knowledge in this world? Which human being had come with the piety in this world? With acceptance in the people in the world? With the social status he has? We had come with nothing in the world. And we'll go with nothing from the world. Everything is from the side of Allah. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat you have, whatever blessing you have, whatever favor and grace you have, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not from us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when a person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Allah, oh Allah, I have nothing. Main kuch nahi hu, mera kuch nahi hu. Tujh se sab kuch hai, tera sab kuch hai. Oh Allah, I am nothing. Everything is from you. And oh Allah, I am nothing and I have nothing. And everything is from you and everything is yours. Whatever I have is from you. Whether it's our position, whether it's our health, whether it's our wealth. When a person regards this, then he will never become haughty, never look down upon the next person. But he will take a lesson from the next person and say, oh Allah, it is in your control. You may give this person hidayah tomorrow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save us and forbid, you may make me go astray. How many are people such, like we see, there were such people that were on the right path, that were reverts, etc. And how they were not even Muslims, and how they became excelled, and they became the saints of Allah. Similarly, we find such examples of people also who were on the right path, and they were led astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. So pride is such a sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like that person. Inna la yuhibbul mustakbirin. There's no justification. Shaitan tried to justify his position. There's no justification for a person to be haughty and proud. Irrespective of his achievements, irrespective of what position he has, irrespective of how great he is in the eyes of the people, he regards himself as great, then he falls in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. Whoever becomes proud and haughty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises him, humiliates him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgraces him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me and give us tawfiq to realize this great spiritual melody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we remedy ourselves from this great remedy. Inshallah, we'll continue. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.